Welcome, and I'm your host, Stephanie Grams, and on this edition of It's Your Story, Share It, I would like to introduce you to my guest, Stephanie Watson-Berry. Stephanie is the owner of Virtual Assistant Moms and has over 20 years of experience working from home. Welcome, Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm about sick this winter, though, so.
Oh, I agree. I live in Alabama, and I want winter over.
Well, I'm going to just have you jump right in and tell our listeners about yourself and your business, and might throw a question in once in a while to you.
Sure. Well, years ago, you know, when I had little children, I realized the expensive cost of childcare, and not to mention the fact I didn't really want to leave them in childcare. I had worked in a few and just didn't feel like it was the right place for my kids. So I had to find, you know, a way to earn money from home. And, of course, you know, in the 1980s, we didn't have the computers like we do now. So I did things like child care. I sold miniatures at a flea market. Whatever I could do from home, I did. And then in 1991, my husband got me a computer, and that's, you know, changed everything for me, getting on the internet. I learned really quickly how to do things like build HTML web pages, and that's how I started working from home. I built HTML web pages. I also worked for local nonprofits using my home as the office, and I was a virtual assistant before that term existed.
And how did you spread the word as a virtual assistant, especially during those times where it was never even heard of? How did you?
Well, at that time, what I did actually was I printed out cards, you know, just through, you know, like postcards, and I mailed them to local nonprofits and churches offering my services and, you know, marketing the fact that I'm an independent contractor, that I only work when they need the work done. And, you know, you would call that desktop publishing now, too, a lot of what I did, because I would make their church bulletins. I would send out their invitations for their event. I might make name tags for huge events. One time I had to make 1,000 name tags for a huge event that was going on. You know, just anything like that that I could do. And at that time, you know, what I was doing was really pretty impressive because, you know, not everybody could do it. Now, you know, our kids are probably better at using computers than us, so it's not so impressive. But at that point in time, people still didn't even have computers in their offices a lot of time. So my having the computer and having the ability to do that was pretty marketable, and I was full-time and really busy pretty quickly.
Now, what were the ages of your children during the early years of your business?
Well, you know, they were really young. I was actually pregnant with I have several children, but my oldest is, you know, the practice child. She's 28 now, so she was a little older. But I was pregnant with my youngest biological child named Alex when I started using the computer. And we went through a lot of trials and tribulations with her because sometimes she would literally just cry when I went toward my computer, and I would have to really learn how to deal with spending time with her but also realizing I had a business with deadlines. And, you know, sometimes it can be really difficult, but hey, you know, time is short, and we pulled through it, and, you know, they're all grown and gone today. All of my children are on their own now.
That's very bittersweet, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Yeah, I'm not really one of those empty nesters. I mean, I cried like crazy when they all left, and when they visit, I cry like crazy when they leave. But, you know, I'm looking forward to grandchildren. I don't really feel like an empty nester, you know, like people say. But, it, you know, of course, it's a big transition. But I sure do get a lot of more work done now.
Yeah, that is true. So What can our listeners find you doing today with your business?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am the owner of virtualassistantmoms.com, and basically that's really just a blog where I blog about, you know, the experiences of being a virtual assistant and how to handle the things like I mentioned with your child crying every time you get near the computer, how to treat your business as a business. And I also list, you know, different courses you can take and that type of thing. But my main business actually is berrypublishing.com. I've transitioned to where 95% of my work now is content related. I plan, organize, strategize the content for businesses. And I still do those virtual assistant tasks like uploading the content and, you know, researching and, you know, sending out invitations or, you know, handling social media or whatever. But 95% of my income does now come from either organizing content development or actually writing it myself.
All right. Very nice. And I do like to ask my guest speakers, if you can give our listeners 1 to 5 tips for success, and if you have a couple more, then we can add that to the list. But what are some tips for success that they can learn from you, that you've learned along the way?
Well, I think the biggest tip that I can give is to get started, because it's just so important. You know, so many people just keep learning and learning and learning, and at some point you just got to do it. You can't just spend all your time learning. You're not going to be perfect when you start out, and that's okay. Just get a website up and start marketing yourself and get going. Don't sit around and wait. So, you know, that's the biggest tip I can ever give anybody, is to just get started.
Yeah, no failure to launch syndromes allowed when you're a business owner, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, exactly. I mean, it is. I talk to virtual assistants all the time, and I have several, you know, that email me back and forth, and many of them, you know, sadly aren't actually really virtual assistants yet, because they haven't taken that step. They don't have a website. They can't settle on a niche. They're stuck with the learning process, and I understand that. It's very scary doing something that puts you so much out of your comfort zone. But if you don't move forward, you're never going to have that business. And, you know, a lot of times, and I hate to make us sound like we're back in the 1950s, but a lot of times the reason spouses don't get on board, for instance, with their wife working from home has to do with the fact that they're not showing them the money. You know, I always say you've got to show them the money. You've got to really make sure that you're treating it as a real business. You know, I was one of the most guilty people. Even though I was making good money from home, I still thought I had to go get a job. I went to college. I even got a master's degree. I applied for all these jobs. And then when I did get a job, I hated it. I missed being at home, and my kids were grown by then. And I decided in, you know, for sure that, oh, wait, this is a business. And now I'm going to do it forever. This is what I'm going to do forever. But it took me literally 20 years to really come to that conclusion. And that's something I want to help other, not just virtual assistants, but people who want to work from home, to realize that this is a real career. This isn't something that you just need to do while your children are growing up, or while you can't find a job, or because you got laid off. It's a real viable career.
Very good. That is true. Now, before we started the recording, you had informed me of an opportunity that you want our listeners to take advantage of. So if you would please share that information. I know I would appreciate it, and I know our listeners would as well.
Right. One of the things I'm doing this year is I'm writing a book a month. I moved in January, so January didn't count, so it starts this month in February. And my first book is going to include virtual assistant success stories. And if your listeners will go to virtualassistantmoms.com and then click on virtual assistant success stories on the menu, there's a form that pops up. Well, it's not really a pop-up, but it just there's a form on the page. If they could fill that out, I may pick their story to be in the book. And, of course, you know, they'll get a link to their website and everything. And, you know, don't be afraid of the title, Virtual Assistant Success Stories. If you are making any money whatsoever, you are a success. You would be surprised at how many people call themselves virtual assistants and do all kinds of things and make no money. So, you know, don't make that stop you from filling it out. Let me, you know, read it and determine whether or not it's going to go in the book. And besides going in the book, I'm going to get a hold of people that go in the book. I'm going to blog about you. I'm going to talk about you. We might interview you. And then, you know, that will give you a lot of exposure for your business. And, of course, it doesn't cost anything. And if you're in the book, I'll send you my book for free.
I think that's a fantastic opportunity, and that's one that I myself am going to jump on as well. And did you have anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, if you know, just if you are, you know, thinking about starting a business at home, stop thinking, you know, get started, you know, get organized, figure out what your niche is going to be. Get to know your audience, you know, who you will be providing services for or products for, and then just be yourself because nobody can do you any better than you. And if when you learn that, you're finally, you know, going to really be pleased with your business and you're going to be successful.
Those are great tips, Stephanie. And I know our readers will appreciate knowing that. And, again, I hope that each of you take advantage of the opportunity that Stephanie Watson-Berry has provided for us at virtualassistantmoms.com. And until next time, I hope you have a fantastic week. Thank you.